5. Inmate transfers from Monowitz Infirmary to Auschwitz and Birkenau. 5.1. The Infirmary Register. Before addressing this topic, it is worth recalling what was argued in this regard by the prosecution during the IG Farben trial, quote, "There were a number of interesting rules, such as the 5% rule. No more than 5% of the total inmates were permitted to be sick at one time. If that percentage was exceeded, selections would take place to eliminate the excess. The excess were sent to Birkenau for gassing. Another rule was the 14-day. Inmates were admitted to the hospital only if it was thought they could be cured and returned to work within 14 days. Thus, those who were worn out or otherwise unable to work because of sores, fractures or other slow healing incapacities were selected for gassing. Those who were selected were thrown on the truck and driven through IG Auschwitz on their way to extermination at Birkenau. A hospital book from the SS records at the Monowitz concentration camp contains a record of Monowitz inmates who were cleared through the Farben Hospital at Monowitz during the year 1943. According to these records, 15,000 inmates at the Monowitz concentration camp entered the Farben Hospital during this year. The book shows the name of each inmate, the date he entered, and the date he departed, dead or alive. Those who died in the hospital are identified by a cross in the column remarks. 750 patients died in 11 months of 1943. Those who were dispatched from the hospital to Auschwitz or Birkenau are identified by the words Nach Auschwitz and Nach Birkenau. This meant death by extermination in practically every case. Nach Auschwitz meant that they were sent to the main camp at Auschwitz because they were unfit to work at the Buna factory, it being notorious that any such inmates returned to Auschwitz would be sent in due course to the gas chambers. Nach Birkenau meant that the inmates were sent directly to the gas chambers. Over 2,500 inmates were dispatched from the hospital for extermination. Unquote. Antoni Makovsky refutes the two purported quote-unquote rules of 5% and 14 days by noting that the number of sick inmates hospitalized increased accordingly, quote, "For example, in December 1942, the number of sick came to 10.8% of the camp strength, in February 1943 to 11-12%, in April 1943 even 14.4%, in January 1944 to 14%, from February to April 1944 to 11.5-13%, the sharpest decrease there was in the summer period, July to November 1943, a percentage of 5.8-7.8% of the camp strength, in June to July 1944, 7.1-8.7%, unquote, Makovsky, pages 134 and following. Makovsky publishes a table, in which he shows the camp's monthly average occupancy, the average number of those admitted to the hospital, and the average daily number of those admitted to the outpatient clinic. I reproduce it in the e-book and print edition of this book, by adding numbers for the percentage of sick inpatients and outpatients of the total occupancy. Some percentages differ from those given by Makovsky in the written text, but in general, the percentages are well above 5%. Regarding the stay of sick inmates at the hospital, Makovsky states, quote, "The IG Farben management was only interested in inmates who were able to work. In fact, it paid the SS headquarters the full wage rate only for inmates in good health, and then step by step less, until eventually it stopped paying. Therefore, only those who had good prospects of returning to work within 14 days could stay at the hospital. If the illness lasted longer, or the number of sick inmates exceeded 5% of the camp's occupancy, the SS doctor made a selection and sent a large proportion of the sick to their death in the gas chambers. The length of stay of sick inmates at the hospital can be determined from the register of the sick at the inmate infirmary Buna Monowitz, which spans the period from the 7th of July 1943 to the 19th of June 1944. During this period, about 70-80% of the sick stayed at the hospital for up to 14 days, but this percentage tended to decrease, and by January 1944, it fluctuated within the 60% range. It clearly draws attention to the long-term increase in the percentage of those who remained in the hospital for more than 6 weeks and, from January 1944, of the sick inmates whose stay in the hospital reached 10-12 weeks. unquote. Makovsky attributes these alleged anomalies to the activities of medical inmates, who moved sick people from one ward to another, to make it appear that their hospitalization was not prolonged, and so they could save them, quote, from death in the gas chambers, unquote, Ibidem, pages 135 to 137. However, this explanation assumes that SS doctors and hospital staff were fools, who could easily be duped by such trivial subterfuges. Moreover, Makovsky blatantly contradicts himself by reintroducing, on the basis of mere testimony, the alleged 5% and 14-day quote-unquote rules. In this regard, he refers to an article by Danuta Chekhon, quote, The Role of the KL Auschwitz II, Men's Hospital Camp, unquote, in which he states that IG Farben Industry paid the Auschwitz camp management the daily fee of 4 Reichsmarks for a skilled inmate and 3 Reichsmarks for an unskilled one, and adds, Czech 1974, note 229, pages 103 and following, quote, For a sick inmate staying at the Monowitz Inmate Hospital, they paid only for 14 days. Unquote. But in this regard, she does not cite any sources. The register of the inmate infirmary of the Buna Monowitz camp, called Krankenbuch, sick book, was classified as NI 10186, Prosecution Exhibit 1493. The relevant certificate says, it consists of 476 pages, that it is a quote, hospital book of the Monowitz concentration camp dated the 15th of July 1943 to the 27th of June 1944, unquote, that it was a true copy, and that the original was located at the Polish War Crimes Commission, Warsaw. The document is preceded by a leaflet, drafted by the Poles, partly in German and partly in Polish, summarizing its contents as follows, quote, Discharged, 12,341, to Birkenau and other, camps, 2,599, deaths, 766, total, 15,706, admissions from 7th of July 43 to 19th of June 44. Unquote. Despite the obvious importance of the document, the prosecution's representatives at the IG Farben trial, and later Orthodox Holocaust historians, did not care at all to analyze it in detail. Instead, this was done by Karl Heseler, an assistant to attorney Alfred Seidel, who prepared a thorough expert report in April 1948 in the form of an affidavit, which deserves to be quoted in full, quote, As an assistant to the defense, with the special task of processing statistical documents, I have reviewed the sick book of the Monowitz camp, which was submitted as NI 10186, Prosecution Document Exhibit 1493. I have made the following findings. Furthermore, some obvious conclusions were drawn. 1. The sick book contains entries beginning on the 7th of July 1943 and ending on the 19th of June 1944. It comprises 349 calendar days. The first serial number is 9,794, the last 25,500, so there are 15,707 entries in the sick book. However, my analysis could only cover 15,684 entries, as a number of entries on page 457 of the sick book could not be deciphered. The missing 24 entries have no influence on the result. 2. Of the 15,684 serial numbers, meaning entries recorded, 12,960 have the addition Israeli, meaning Jew, after the name, 2,724, 17%, are without this addition. 3. In the attached list 1, the individual serial numbers are sorted by month of admission. The monthly totals are then divided into individual groups, corresponding to the entries in the sick book. The groups selected are dismissed, died, to Auschwitz, to Birkenau, employed as nurse, and miscellaneous. 4. In attached list 2, the entries are arranged according to the length of stay, and it is indicated what happened to the people according to the comments in the sick book. Of the 15,684 entries, 10,108 are entries with a length of stay of up to 14 days, the remaining 5,576, hence 35% of the total number, have lengths of stay of 15 to 273 days. there was therefore no rule that an inmate could not stay in the infirmary longer than 14 days. 5. If the average number of days of stay for each entry, meaning for each case of illness, is calculated from the number of entries and the respective length of stay, this average is 16 days. 6. Based on the total number of days of stay, and the 349 calendar days covered by the sick book, the average occupancy rate of the infirmary was 707 men. 7. Since, according to the other material submitted as evidence, the number of inmates during the reporting period can be assumed to be 5,630 men, the 707 sick persons represent 12.5%. Thus, according to the information in the sick book, there was no rule that the sickness ratio could not exceed 5%. 8. However, each entry, serial number, does not always include a different inmate each time. A large number of inmates visited the infirmary several times, and thus appear under different serial numbers. The investigation revealed the following numbers. 1,941 identical inmates are listed twice in the sick book, 976 identical inmates are listed three times in the sick book, 457 identical inmates are listed four times in the sick book, 257 identical inmates are listed five times in the sick book, 123 identical inmates are listed six times in the sick book, 46 identical inmates are listed seven times in the sick book, 18 identical inmates are listed eight times in the sick book, 7 identical inmates are listed 9 times in the sick book, 6 identical inmates are listed 10 times in the sick book, 1 identical inmate is listed 11 times in the sick book, 1 identical inmate is listed 12 times in the sick book. Taking into account the multiple presence of individual inmates as listed above, the number of 15,684 serial numbers means that the sick book records a total of 8,244 different inmates. Taking the latter figure into account, the average length of stay per inmate is 30 days. In the attached list 4, some randomly selected cases of multiple presence are listed. 9. Of the inmates sent to Auschwitz, the 42 inmates listed in list 3 appear again later in the sick book. These are therefore those who returned to Monowitz while still convalescing and became ill there again after having been cured at the Auschwitz concentration camp. Of course, those inmates who returned to Monowitz after recovering in Auschwitz, but did not fall ill again during the period covered by the sick book, could not be identified either. Similarly, those inmates who recovered in Auschwitz but were sent from the main camp to other workplaces, could not be identified. List 3 thus refutes the assertion that sick inmates transferred to Auschwitz were destined to be killed. 10. List 3 goes into details, as it is also intended to represent a general sample extract from the sick book. This excerpt is intended to show that it is not possible to speak of any kind of rule which is said to have determined the maximum number of sick days, since the most varied lengths of stay are recorded. The list is also intended to show that there were inmates who were sent to Auschwitz several times. The list also shows a case where, after being sent to Auschwitz, the inmate was readmitted to the Monowitz infirmary, and then went to Jawischowitz. 11. Of the total of 1,397 inmates transferred to Birkenau, 1,336 have the addition Israeli, meaning Jew, after their names, and 61.2% are without this addition. The first transfers to Birkenau took place on the 23rd of November 1943. 12. Of the 48 inmates listed in List 1 under Miscellaneous, no further details exist for 6, while the remaining 42 went to the following places. To Jaworzno, 12, Jawischowitz, 9, Guntergruber, 5, Forstengruber, 4, Gliwice, 4, Bobrek, 4, Chebinia, 2, Sosnowitz, 1, Lakisha, 1. Of these 42 inmates, 4 had already been listed once before in the infirmary with a note released. Another inmate even had this note 4 times before he was sent to one of the external locations. Another inmate is listed once beforehand as having been sent to Auschwitz. The above statement that inmates were transferred from Monowitz to other labor camps after their convalescence confirms that the SS even transferred inmates who had just recovered back and forth between the individual workplaces, fluctuation. This leads to the conclusion that they did this to an even greater extent with healthy inmates. Unquote. List 1 consists of 20 columns, written in small, dense font, which makes it impossible to reproduce it in portrait format on a single page, so I break it down into 3 parts. Lists 1 through 4 are reproduced in the e-book and print edition of this book. In 1947, Colonel Massimo Alfonso Vitale, chairman of the Research Committee of Jewish Deportees in Rome, conducted research in Poland and was able to examine the register of the inmate infirmary in Monowitz. He compiled a list of 274 inmates, many of whom had been admitted to the hospital several times. A check on the original document, some data are incorrect, and some names are missing, shows that at least 70 inmates were admitted a minimum of 2 to a maximum of 6 times, namely, twice, 35 inmates, thrice, 26 inmates, 4 times, 8 inmates, 6 times, 1 inmate. These 70 inmates spent a total of 2,711 days at the hospital. The record for longest hospitalization goes to Leonardo de Benedetti, with 129 days, followed by Roberto Bacchi with 123 days, including as many as 72 consecutive days. There were 13 transferred to Birkenau, some of them well over the alleged limit of 14 days. Fresco, Aaron Hines, after 43 days, Jellidi, Leon, after 34 days, Levy, Alexander, after 32 days, Vita, Ferruccio, after 26 days, Levy, Samuel, and Louis, Salomon, after 18 days. Of the 70 inpatients, see Appendix, Table 1, in the e-book and print edition of the present book, 8 were transferred to Auschwitz, and 5 died at the inmate infirmary. 3 ineluctable conclusions result from the above. 1. The Monowitz camp administration made no difficulty to admitting inmates to the inmate infirmary, Häftlingskrankenbau, HKB, even multiple times. 2. Inmates had no fear of being admitted, even several times, to the HKB. 3. The 14-day inpatient quote-unquote rule, resulting in discharge from HKB or transfer to Auschwitz or Birkenau, is pure fantasy. In addition to the sick book, the prosecution also submitted a list of inmate transfers from the Buna Inmate Infirmary to Auschwitz and Birkenau, NI 14997, Prosecution Exhibit 2266, about which Bernd Wagner wrote, Wagner, pages 185-187, quote, after the end of the war, transfer lists from the infirmary, that inmates had been able to hide, or that had not been destroyed during the evacuation, were found on the grounds of the Monowitz camp. The records include 7,295 names of inmates, who were transferred by the SS, from the Monowitz inmate infirmary to Auschwitz or Birkenau, between November 1942 and September 1944. It is not possible to say with certainty whether this compilation, which covers almost the entire duration of the Monowitz camp's existence, is complete for this period. However, for some months for which, judging by the consecutive dates, complete data is available, statements can be made about the frequency and extent of selections. The transfer destination Auschwitz, mentioned in this document for the first few months, can be explained by the fact that at this time, all serious cases of illness were transferred from the Monowitz concentration camp, which was still barely functional, to Auschwitz. It can be assumed that a very high percentage of these inmates were transferred from Auschwitz to Birkenau and murdered there. The total number of 7,295 selected inmates in this document refers only to transfers from the Monowitz inmate infirmary. It does not include selections from the entire camp or at the camp gate, nor does it include inmates who died in the camp, during labor deployment or in the inmate infirmary. The figure of 20,000 to 25,000 deaths in the Monowitz camp, generally assumed in the literature, is therefore not called into question. Unquote. Even on this basic document, no serious analysis exists. Makovsky traces the transfers back to selections, aimed at sending these patients, quote, to the inmate hospital at Auschwitz concentration camp, and later to the hospital of the men's camp, Sector B2F, at Birkenau, Auschwitz II, which amounted to putting them to death by phenol injection or gas chambers, unquote, Murkowski, page 128. He also mentions a, quote, curve of transfers on a chart drawn up at the hospital secretariat, unquote, which has the Auschwitz Museum's archival reference DAO-33A, Monowitz, and states that, based on it, the number of inmates transferred from the Buna Inmate Infirmary turns out to be about 8,000 from the 1st of November 1943 to the 31st of December 1944, and 7,175 from the 1st of January 1943 to the 31st of December 1944. For this same period, the list of transfers records 6,984 detainees. He then briefly discusses the frequency of transfers, and notes that in 1944, the transfers to Auschwitz and Birkenau decreased to 2,285, according to the diagram, or 2,529, according to the transfer list, from 4,890 or 4,455 in 1943. And this, too, is said to have been due to the activity, quote, of the Inmate Medical Service, unquote, IBIDEM, page 131. In other words, we are asked to believe that inmate doctors and nurses were quietly tearing up the lists of selected inmates previously drawn up by SS doctors. On the transfer list, Murkowski says no more. He thus endorses the thesis that all or most inmates selected at the Buna Inmate Infirmary were transferred to Auschwitz or Birkenau in order to be killed there. Karl Heseler's expert report shows that any extermination theses based on the Inmate Infirmary's sick book are unfounded, and it should be pointed out that the transferred inmates are also listed in this sick book register. The interpretation of the graphical diagram proposed by Murkowski is rather dubious, as Piotr Setkiewicz observed several years later, see the next subchapter. The chart contains five curves, covering the period 1 November 1942 through the 31st of December 1944, and representing 1. Camp occupancy, 2. Number of patients, 3. Transfers, 4. Infirmary and camp deaths, and 5. Outpatient clinic. The abscissa at the top is a timeline, showing months and year, days 1, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, or 31, are indicated for each month. It applies only to curves 1 and 2. The bottom abscissa is a simplified timeline, showing month and year, referring to curves 3 and 4. The ordinate is divided into 26 numbered segments, each containing 5 unnumbered dashes, representing a twofold graduated scale. The first, with a progression of 500, 0, 500, 1000, 1500, etc., up to 13,000, gives numerical values to the camp occupancy curve. The second, with a progression of 50, 0, 50, 100, 150, etc., up to 1,300, refers to the number of patients curve. To the left of the above scale are two other scales, one for infirmary and camp deaths, numerical values 0, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, and the other for transfers 0, 50, 100, 150, up to 400. These two scales are equally divided into segments of 5 dashes. No point of the curves contains labels with numerical data. Hence, curve data must be derived by relating it to the respective scale with Cartesian coordinates, but in doing so, it is impossible to obtain precise values, only point values approximated to 5, 50 or 500, depending on the scale of reference, can be derived. A total estimate of the trend of each curve for the entire period under consideration can only be approximate. 5.2. Transfer lists. In the trial record of the IG Farben trial, document NI 14997 is accompanied by an affidavit by Herbert Unger, civilian, U.S. War Department, dated 10 May 1948, analyzing its contents, NI 15299. He also examines the death book, NI 15295.2 of the affidavit, to which I will return below. Here, I quote point 3, quote, NI 14997 is a collection of 38 records hidden by concentration camp inmates. The records, which are partly written by hand and partly typewritten, range from November 1942 to September 1944. Again, there is no indication as to their exhaustiveness. The records indicate that only such inmates as were transferred from the hospital in Monowitz to Auschwitz or Birkenau were listed. The statistics recorded include the following: place from which shipped, hospital ward, Buna, date of shipment, destination of inmate, meaning Birkenau, Auschwitz, serial number of inmate and, in most cases, first and last names of inmate. Most of the records also show what is wrong with the inmate, meaning disease or other disability. The disease or disability column shows the following breakdown: collapse, weakness, Kopfschwäche, 1818, 37.10%, diarrhea, enteritis, 282, 5.75%, injuries, fractures, shooting, etc., 279, 5.69%, edema, phlegmon, 902, 18.42%, pneumonia and other respiratory diseases, 1027, 20.95%, tuberculosis, 199, 4.06%, frostbite, 138, 2.81%, typhus, including experiments, 256, 5.22%, subtotal, 4901, 100.00%, disease not specified, 2394, total, 7295. Unquote. Item 5 concerns inmates transferred for typhus, actual or suspected, and for experimental purposes, in the original text, Fleckfieberversuchsreihe, typhus test series. The document in question consists of 601 pages, containing lists of inmates. The lists are headed HKB Monowitz, and accompanied by the date. Sometimes they are stamped, quote, the healthcare orderly in the Monowitz labor camp, unquote, with rank and signature, but most often only the signature of SS Unterscharführer Gerhard Neubert, who held that position from January 1943 to January 1945. The lists generally bear the headline, Transfer Report to Auschwitz, or to Birkenau, or less often just transfers or transfer lists. They give a serial number, the inmate number, first and last name. Jewish ones are identified by the addition Israel, plus the medical diagnosis. The number of inmates varies from one to a few hundred. The lists are given in chronological order, but with several exceptions. The first list is dated the 7th of November 1942, the last the 14th of October 1944. In the following analysis, I refer to document NI-14997, giving the date and page number of the list in parentheses. The tribunal's claim was that the inmates recorded on such lists were selected to be killed at Birkenau in the gas chambers, Auschwitz being only the antechamber to Birkenau. The allegation of systematic killing of inmates unfit for work at Auschwitz by phenol injection was still unknown. In Orthodox Holocaust historiography, this allegation is supported with only two examples. The first refers to 10 inmates transferred to Auschwitz on the 11th of February 1943. Antoni Makovsky describes it this way, Makovsky, note 43, page 128, quote, the numbers of 9 of the 10 inmates transferred on the 11th of February 1943, as a result of general debilitation, from Camp Buna to KL Auschwitz, appear in the camp morgue register on the following day's date, with the remark that the bodies had been delivered from Block 28. In this block, among other things, phenol injections were carried out at the main camp in Auschwitz. This seems to be clear, though indirect evidence that the 9 inmates had been killed immediately after their arrival, by phenol injections administered to the heart. Unquote. He does not provide a list of the selected detainees, but merely publishes the sheet containing the names of the detainees transferred on the 11th of February 1943, NI-14997, page 157, and the page in the morgue register for the 12th of February 1943. In fact, the inmates in question all turn out to have been dead. They are numbers 69,510, 71,071, 71,145, 71,558, 76,043, 76,215, 76,224, 76,479, 76,506, and 76,617. The reason for the transfer, for all of them, was, quote, due to general debilitation, unquote. The second example was given by Piotr Setkiewicz, who published a, quote, list of 10 inmates transferred on the 13th of January 1943, from the Buna Camp Hospital to Auschwitz Concentration Camp, unquote, and a fragment of the morgue register relating to the 13th and the 14th of January 1943, with this comment, Setkiewicz 1998, pages 68 to 71, quote. On the 14th of January 1943, it was noted that 10 bodies of inmates transferred the day before to Auschwitz concentration camp were delivered to the mortuary. They were probably killed with injections of phenol. Unquote. In fact, the numbers of the 10 inmates, 71,500, 71,589, 71,691, 72,863, 75,962, 76,061, 71,265, 76,374, 76,569, 79,214, are also recorded in the morgue register. From the Orthodox perspective, these inmates were deliberately murdered, as part of a general policy of exterminating sick inmates. Consequently, all inmates selected at the Buna Inmate Infirmary, or at least the vast majority of them, had to suffer the same fate. Of course, 20 cases out of about 7,300 are statistically irrelevant, and Setkiewicz himself realized this. 8 years later, when he republished an edited version of the aforementioned article in book form, he set out a noteworthy critical revision in it. The Polish historian observed, quote, among those researching the history of the Monowitz subcamp, only Antoni Makowski has tried to find confirmation of former prisoners' claims regarding selections by analyzing sources other than the testimonies and accounts of other former prisoners. By comparing entries in the main camp mortuary register with prisoners' numbers appearing in transfer lists, he has been able to identify 10 prisoners who on the 11th of February 1943 had been transferred from the Monowitz camp hospital to Auschwitz I, and whose corpses were registered in the latter camp's mortuary the following day. According to Makowski, there can be no doubt that, after arriving at the main camp, these prisoners were next killed by having phenol injected directly into their hearts. By adopting Makowski's method, we can nevertheless also come to a slightly different conclusion. Indeed, we can find more cases of prisoners appearing on transfer lists whose bodies were delivered to other camps' mortuary the very next day, for example 7 prisoners who had been transferred on the 8th of January 1943, or 10 prisoners who had been transferred on the 13th of January 1943, yet many more identified prisoners were still alive and registered in the main camp hospital at least a few days after their transfer. Unquote. Comparing the registration numbers of 423 inmates transferred from the Buna Inmate Infirmary to Auschwitz on January 4th, 5th, 6th, 9th, 11th, 12th, 13th, 18th, 20th, 21st, 22nd, 23rd, 25th, 26th, 27th, 28th, 29th, 30th, and 12th February 1943, with those recorded during the same period in the morgue register, Setkiewicz ascertained that only 92 were found to be dead, then commented, quote, by comparing the data in the above table, we may conclude that only some of the Monowitz prisoners died immediately after arriving at the main camp, while most were registered in the camp hospital and treated like other patients. If we take into account that the condition of these prisoners was already considerably worse than that of other patients, after all, at Monowitz they had been singled out, because there was little hope for a speedy recovery, one can assume that they were more likely than other patients at the main camp to become the victims of subsequent selections, this time to die in a Birkenau gas chamber, or receive an injection of phenol into the heart. Unquote. But this is a simple assumption. Regarding the inmates transferred to Birkenau, Setkiewicz stated, quote, it is much harder to establish an even very approximate number of Monowitz prisoners who were killed immediately after arriving at Birkenau. On the basis of extant documents, we can only conclude that not all such transports from Monowitz were automatically sent to the gas chambers, and that at least some of them were received by the prisoners' hospital in Section B1B and later B2F. It is probable that in the case of small groups, from a few to a dozen or so patients, all the inmates were registered, and the nature of their illnesses were entered next to their names. The fate of larger groups of around 100 or more selected prisoners would have been much less promising, especially if they happened to be Jews. Unquote. Here again he turns another mere assumption, unsupported by any documents, into an allegedly indisputable fact: inmates were gassed immediately upon arrival at Birkenau, and it is only a question of establishing their number. The reasoning is also illogical, if he admits that small groups of inmates were indeed admitted to the Birkenau inmate infirmary, why should large groups have been gassed? He then compiles a list of transports, containing large groups of detainees, that he believes were gassed. The first, containing 69 detainees, the 24th of February 1943, were diagnosed as debilitated; the others, all Jews, had no diagnosis given. 175 on the 28th of February 1943, about 220 on the 7th of January 1944, 352 on the 23rd of January 1944, 115 on the 30th of April 1944, and 160 on the 14th of October 1944. In fact, as I will show later, there is not the slightest indication, not even anecdotal, that these inmates were gassed. Here, I note only that Setkiewicz discards a priori the most logical explanation, namely that the inmates transferred to Birkenau without diagnosis had been discharged from the inmate infirmary because they had recovered, which is precisely why there was no diagnosis. He also does not explain the reason for making two or more separate lists of transferred inmates if their destination was the gas chamber. For example, in the first case mentioned by Setkiewicz, there are two lists, one with 18 inmate numbers and the headline, "Transfer Report to Birkenau, Due to Debilitation, NI 14997, page 147, the other with 50 numbers and the headline, "Transfer Back to Birkenau, Due to Debilitation, NI 14997, page 148. On the other hand, nothing precludes that these inmates were transferred to the Birkenau inmate infirmary. Most surprising is the fact that Setkiewicz himself, at least in part, explicitly admits this, quote, "Smaller groups that could also fear the worst at Birkenau were those diagnosed under headings, such as general exhaustion, typhus or for instance frostbite. Yet even in these cases, being sent to Birkenau did not always have to mean immediately ending up in the gas chamber. In at least a few instances, some of the transferred prisoners survived. For example, of 34 Jews collectively diagnosed Kupferschwäche, debilitation, and sent from Monowitz to Birkenau on the 30th of November 1943, at least four were still registered in various blocks of the prisoners' hospital in Section B2F. Similarly, extant documents show that at least 10 prisoners from a large group of Jewish inmates, transferred from Monowitz to Birkenau on the 27th of February 1944, and variously diagnosed, later were found to still be alive in various parts of the Birkenau camp." Unquote. But if, despite the very sketchy documentation, it is certain that some inmates transferred to Birkenau because of debilitation were actually admitted to the inmate infirmary in Camp Sector B2F, how can one seriously claim, without any evidence, without even a hint, that the others were gassed? The historian of the Auschwitz Museum then persists in this misinterpretation, asserting quite incongruently, quote, "Using any of the above-mentioned methods to accurately establish the number of transports subjected to further selections at the Birkenau Hospital is therefore not possible. In face of such large gaps in documentation, even absolutely no mention in extant sources of prisoners surviving the transfer from Monowitz to Birkenau could not allow us to conclude that all these transports were immediately sent to the gas chamber." Unquote. In fact, the only sensible conclusion of this reasoning is that nothing allows us to conclude that even a single transport was ever sent immediately to the gas chamber. With mind-boggling logic, Setkiewicz also rules out the alleged instant gassing of these detainees, precisely on the basis of the alleged mass gassing methods. However, Not even in this context does he give up his obsession with gassings, quote. Instead, knowing how the facilities of mass extermination at KL Auschwitz functioned, we can assume that most of the transports were first received by the Birkenau hospital. For these groups were usually small, from a few to under 100 prisoners and, from the SS authorities' point of view, killing such a small group in a gas chamber would be impractical. It is out of such considerations that those Monowitz prisoners, whose condition was not yet quite hopeless, were probably received in hospital blocks, whereas the rest, especially the Jews, were directed to Block 7, up to July 1943 in Section B1B, Block 12, Section B2F, or some other place designated for the purpose, for example, the bathroom in Block 16 of Section B2F, to wait with other sick inmates, even for several days, before they were eventually sent to a gas chamber. Unquote. In spite of the inconsistencies I pointed out earlier, Sitkiewicz effectively demolished the prosecution's delusions during the IG Farben trial, and subsequent ramblings of Orthodox Holocaust historians based on this, which have raged undisturbed for nearly 60 years. On just 3 pages, Sitkiewicz demonstrated that the indictment was false, and that all prosecution witnesses were liars. Overall, however, Sitkiewicz's analysis is still too superficial, and a large gap still remains on this issue, which I will try to fill by examining a fairly large sampling of the existing documentation, as I will explain in detail below. Before we start, however, a general examination of the transfer lists is necessary. First, it should be noted that several lists explicitly mention the inmate infirmary in Auschwitz as the destination of the transferred inmates. The 1st of April 1943, page 284. To the Auschwitz Inmate Infirmary. Transferred to Auschwitz concentration camp from Monowitz concentration camp were. On the 29th of March, the inmate 105,761, on the 30th of March, the inmate 105,923, on the 31st of March, the inmate 105,644, on the 1st of April, the inmate 106,031. According to a special order from Iranian Book, these inmates are to be kept fit for work at all costs. In the event of death, the most precise report is to be made to Iranian Book. Unquote. The 3rd of July 1943, page 377, quote. By order of the SS garrison physician, the following inmates are transferred to the Auschwitz inmate infirmary, unquote. The Jewish inmates with the registration numbers 100,895, 105,139, 114,921, 114,973, 115,947, 116,224, 116,615, 117,230, 117,583. The 12th of August 1943, page 397, quote. By order of the camp headquarters, the inmates listed below are transferred to the Auschwitz inmate infirmary, unquote, 26 inmates. The 2nd of September 1943, page 412, quote. The inmates are transferred to the Auschwitz inmate infirmary by order of the camp headquarters, Russians, unquote, 7 inmates. The 27th of January 1944, page 523, quote. Transfer report to Auschwitz inmate infirmary for X-ray and back, unquote, 19 inmates. Another list, dated the 1st of March 1943, refers to, quote, transfer report to Auschwitz for X-ray and back, unquote, 25 inmates, page 548, who were also sent to the Auschwitz inmate infirmary. Other lists, which I quote later, mention the Birkenau hospital camp, HKB Birkenau, as the destination of those transferred, most often Sector B2F, and once B2A. Various lists contain confirmations of inmates having been deloused, quote. The inmate is deloused and lice free, unquote. The 17th of March 1944, one inmate, page 262, the 17th of April 1944, one inmate, page 558. Quote, the inmates are deloused, unquote, all in 1943 as follows. The 5th of March, 4 inmates, page 222, the 5th of March, 10 inmates, page 220a, the 5th of March, 5 inmates, page 219, the 8th of March, 27 inmates, page 217, the 9th of March, 7 inmates, page 214, the 9th of March, 8 inmates, page 213, the 10th of March, 10 inmates, page 212, the 11th of March, 8 inmates, page 211, the 11th of March, 6 inmates, page 210, the 12th of March, 9 inmates, page 209, the 17th of March, 9 inmates, page 261, the 17th of March, 7 inmates, page 262, the 18th of March, 24 inmates, page 260, the 19th of March, 11 inmates, page 258, the 20th of March, 9 inmates, page 256, the 22nd of March, 7 inmates, page 253, the 22nd of March, 10 inmates, page 254. The 23rd of March, 6 inmates, page 248, the 23rd of March, 20 inmates, page 250, the 23rd of March, 31 inmates, page 251, the 27th of March, 27 inmates, page 247, the 30th of March, 31 inmates, page 201, the 5th of April, 10 inmates, page 220, the 6th of March 1943, page 218. Quote, the inmates have cleaned and disinfected the quarantine blocks in the Buna subcamp to this day. The inmates have been deloused and their clothes disinfested, unquote, 7 inmates. Quote, the inmates are deloused and provided with freshly disinfested laundry, unquote, the 3rd of June 1943, 75 inmates, pages 327 and following, the 4th of June 1943, 7 inmates, page 320. The 1st of March 1943, page 224, quote. The following inmates come from a new transport that was transferred directly from Berlin, Leipzig, and Magdeburg to the Buna subcamp. The inmates are from areas free of epidemics, have not passed through any prisons or camps, and have been completely deloused, unquote, 18 Jewish inmates. The 10th of May 1943, page 299, quote. Transfer to Agricultural Administration. The following inmates are transferred to the Agricultural Administration at the disposal of SS Obersturmbannführer Caesar. The inmates are deloused and provided with freshly disinfested laundry, unquote, 15 inmates. Evidently, none of these inmates was destined for death. To go into more detail, I first take up the results of earlier research I did for a study that dealt with the topic in a marginal way, Metonio 2016, pages 292-296. Before expounding them, some clarification of the sources is necessary. The Surgery Register, Buch der Chirurgie, comprises four volumes and covers the period from the 1st of October 1941 to the 15th of January 1945. In it, 22,337 names are recorded. The register of Block 20 of the main camp's inmate infirmary, Häftlingskrankenbau Block 20, contains the names of 5,470 inmates who were admitted there between the 21st of June 1942 and the 19th of March 1943. These were inmates who had contracted infectious diseases, such as typhus, tuberculosis, meningitis and erysipelas, but also many who suffered from general debilitation. This explains the high mortality rate that was recorded in this block. The register of Block 28 covers the period from the 27th of August 1941 to the 19th of January 1944, and contains 8,769 names. All of these registers, which are stored in the archives of the Auschwitz Museum, have been digitized, and the names of the inmates entered into a database are accessible through the museum's website. A sample search in this database shows that inmates transferred from the Monowitz inmate infirmary were actually admitted to the Auschwitz inmate infirmary. In the appendixes table 2, e-book and print edition of the present book, I present a sample of 171 Jewish inmates who were sent to the Auschwitz inmate infirmary. 85 appear in the surgery register. Where an inmate's name appears with various spelling variants in the database, I have indicated only the first one. This applies to cases where the lists in document NI-14997 contain only handwritten, and thus difficult to read, numbers or lists of names. When the lists are typewritten and legible, I have taken the names from them. These are the names followed by the abbreviation JSR or ISR, Israel, the middle name used to identify Jewish inmates. None of the 171 inmates in question appear in the morgue register or death books. The italicized numbers also appear in Table 2 of the appendix, in the e-book and print edition of the present book. In the appendix's Table 3, e-book and print edition of the present book, I add the results of a further analysis of document NI-14997, covering 152 inmates. In the first column, I give the date of the transfer list, in the second the indication of the Jewish detainees, Israel, in the third the inmate's registration number or, if there are several, the total number of detainees transferred, in the fourth the destination and reason for the transfer, and in the last column the relevant page number of the document. There is not the slightest doubt that these inmates were sent to hospitals in Auschwitz or Birkenau, in order to be treated there. However, the findings presented above refer to just over 320 inmates. Therefore, as I anticipated earlier, I conducted a much broader investigation, in order to verify whether it is true that 1. The inmates transferred to Auschwitz were all or mostly killed with an injection of phenol, 2. Those who were not killed there were transferred to Birkenau to be gassed there, 3. Inmates transferred to Birkenau were gassed. The survey spans a 6-month period from January to June 1943 and concerns 2,769 inmates transferred from the Buna Inmate Infirmary to Auschwitz and Birkenau in the first half of 1943. This figure constitutes nearly 38% of the total number of transfers, 7,295. As for those transferred to Auschwitz, it was possible to make an almost complete numerical check, because for the 3 months mentioned above, the morgue register, meaning the register of deaths recorded in the basement of the main camp's block 28, is complete, but not all the numbers are clearly legible. I have therefore compiled, for comparison, a list of the legible numbers, which turn out to be 1,545, out of 1,605 for January, 1,051, out of 1,125 for February, 1,210, out of 1,238 for March. The total is 3,806, out of 3,988, so the margin of error is only 4.56%, thus absolutely insignificant. The percentage of illegible names of numbers in the transfer lists is about 3%. For Birkenau, as is well known, there is no specific register of deaths, so that one has to resort to the death books, in which the inmates listed in the morgue register are also recorded by name. Thanks to the research results I presented in another book, I was able to supplement the list of inmates who died in Auschwitz, as published in the volumes Death Books from Auschwitz, Staatliches Museum. It should be pointed out that, in the month of January 1943, the numbering starts at 1, and goes up to 4,500, however, four numbers, 6,429, 6,430, 7,241, 9,905, are included in the February numbering, so the number of recorded deaths is actually 4,504. The number of names available to me is 4,484, so that only 20 are missing. The numbering is complete up to the 30th of January, only 13 deaths are attested for the 31st of January. Therefore, for the period 1st to 30th January, my list includes 4,472 names, out of 4,492 recorded deceased inmates. Death Book No. 4 of 1943, which has been lost, contained numbers 4,501 to 6,000, and covered the period from 31st of January through 8th of February. The numbering of Death Book No. 5 of 1943 thus begins with the number 6,001. the numbering for February ends with the number 11,963. The number 11,684 was assigned in March, the number 11,738 on the 12th of August. The numbering 4,501 through 11,963 contains 7,463 deaths, minus the above-mentioned 2, equals 7,461, which includes an unknown part of the 31st of January deaths. The named list I have compiled contains 5,913 names. From the 8th of February, number 6,001, to the 28th, there are therefore 11,963 minus 2 minus 6,000, equals 5,961 deceased, of whom 5,913 are identified by name. Those missing are therefore 48. For the month of March 1943, the death book's records are complete up to the 23rd. Up to this day, there were 4,492 deaths. I managed to identify 4,304 names. Of the 188 missing names, most, 122, refer to the period from the 6th to the 9th of March, on which 59 transfers occurred. The names of deceased inmates published in the work, Death Books from Auschwitz, Stadtliches Museum, plus those I found in other sources, amount to 4,492 plus 5,961 plus 4,304, equals 14,757. Out of a total of 4,492 plus 7,461 minus 1,500 plus 4,492 minus 122, equals 14,823 deceased inmates, resulting from the death book serial numbers, so only 66 names remain unknown, 0.44% of the total. During the period under review, there were four transfers to Birkenau. The first, of 50 inmates, took place on the 24th of February 1943, NI 14,997, page 148, but only the inmates' registration numbers are given there. For the other three, however, the names are also given. The 27th of February transfer, NI 14,997, page 146, involved 54 inmates. The 28th of February transfer 171 inmates, NI 14,997, pages 195 to 197, the 6th of March transfer 7 inmates. Out of 232 inmates, 14 died, temporarily distributed as given in a table reproduced in the e-book and print edition of the present book. The death rate is 6.2%. In Table 4 in the appendix, in the e-book and print edition of the present book, I list the 48 inmates, identified by name, who died at Auschwitz and Birkenau, out of 1,253 transferred inmates, whose names are known. It should be considered, however, that here, the correspondence between the inmates transferred and those who died, is based exclusively on identity or similarity of first and last name, since the date of birth is never given for the transferred inmates. This leads to the possibility that the list contains homonyms. This, in fact, also occurs in a few cases. For example, another Ernst Krauser died on the 28th of December 1943, death book number 36,332. A Paul Beierstein is reported to have died on the 7th of January 1943, death book number 713. But he clearly cannot be the Paul Beierstein transferred to Auschwitz on the 17th of March 1943. Two Abram Ehrlich are noted in the death books, one who died on the 18th of August 1942, death book number 21,585, the other on the 5th of March 1943, death book number 13,055, but it is not certain that the latter is identical to the Abraham Ehrlich transferred to Auschwitz on the 25th of February 1943. Two inmates with the same name, Abraham Margulies, numbers 76,466 and 68,573, were transferred to Auschwitz on the 3rd and the 26th of February 1943, respectively. It is not known which of the two corresponds to the Abraham Margulies, who died on the 4th of March 1943, death book number 13,304, assuming it is not another person. The same case occurs with the two Moses Levients, 1, number 79821, transferred to Auschwitz on the 25th of January 1943, the other, number 90909, on the 28th of February. A Moises Levien is reported to have died on the 14th of March, death book number 14843, but there is also a Moises Levien who died on the 18th of August 1943, death book number 21701. I assume, however, that the deceased Abraham Margalies is the one transferred on the 26th of February, that the deceased Moises Levien is identical to the Moses Levien transferred on the 28th of February, and that Abraham Ehrlich is the Abram Ehrlich who died on the 5th of March 1943. In the appendix of the e-book and print edition of the present book, I give the lists I have obtained from the documents, broken down as follows. First quarter, January, February, March. Table 5, appendix in the e-book and print edition of the present book, list of 1,484 numbers or names of inmates, including 1,253 names and 231 numbers. The number of inmates who died is 276, of whom 231 are identified numerically, morgue register, and the remaining 45 by name, death books. Of the latter, 31 died at Auschwitz, they fall under the list of unreadable numbers in the morgue register, and 14 at Birkenau, as indicated earlier. The percentage of deaths is thus 276 divided by 1,484, equals 18.6% of those transferred. Deducting the detainees transferred to Birkenau, 225, and the 31 mentioned earlier, this leaves 997 detainees, whose registration numbers and names are known, who do not appear in either the morgue register or the death books. This belies the possibility, put forward by the prosecution, that for many inmates, Auschwitz was only a way station to Birkenau, in order to be killed there in the gas chambers. Second quarter, April, May, June. Table 7, appendix in the e-book and print edition of the present book, list of 1,285 readable numbers of transferred inmates, out of a total of 1,338, equals 96%, of which 178 are listed in the morgue register, 1,659 readable numbers out of 1,676, equals 99%, broken down by month as follows: April, 127 deaths out of 651 transferred, equals 19.5%, May, 36 deaths out of 377 transferred, equals 9.5%, June, 15 deaths out of 257 transferred, equals 5.8%, for the entire quarter, 178 deaths out of 1,285 transferred, equals 13.8%. Overall, the number of deaths is 454 inmates out of 2,769 transferred, equals 16.4%. This data demonstrates that the prosecution's claim, and that of Orthodox Holocaust historians who have subsequently adopted this position, about the inexorable fate of death of inmates transferred from the Monowitz inmate infirmary in general is false. It remains to be ascertained in particular whether there were individual cases of killing and, if so, what the motivation was. In Table 6 of the appendix, e-book and print edition of the present book, I have listed the 276 deceased inmates, sorted by day of transfer, with an indication, where present and where legible, of the disease. The Jews identifiable as such, number 140. The first quarter of 1943 actually presents many cases that can be considered suspicious. I list the most conspicuous ones. To six transferred on the 4th of January died the next day, origin, block 28, seven transferred on the 5th of January died the next day, origin, block 28, seven transferred the 9th of January died 2 days later, origin, six from block 28, one from block 20, 17 transferred on the 13th of January died the next day, origin, block 28, 17 transferred on the 14th of January died the same day, origin, block 28, 7 transferred on the 11th of February died the next day, origin, block 28, 18 transferred on the 12th of February died the next day, origin, block 20, 11 transferred on the 19th of February died 3 days later, origin, Block 20, 11 transferred on the 20th of February died 2 days later, origin, Block 20, 6 transferred on the 22nd of February died the same day, origin, Block 20. The month of April presents three striking cases. 15 transferred on the 2nd of April died the next day, origin, 5 from Block 28, 10 from Block 20, 7 transferred on the 15th of April died 2 days later, origin, Block 20, 5 transferred on the 20th of April died the next day, origin, 2 from Block 28, 3 from Block 20. In the table reproduced in the e-book and print edition of the present book, I summarize the number of deaths as a function of the time elapsed since the transfer during the months January to March 1943. 0 means that the death occurred the same day. In the first 3 days after the transfer, 197 inmates died. According to the Orthodox Holocaust narrative, in Block 28, but also in Block 20, SS doctors periodically made selections of sick inmates, from whom they did not expect a speedy recovery. I have dealt with this issue in detail in a separate study, Metonio 2022, where I showed that this claim of a generalized murderous practice is essentially based on extremely dubious sources. Here, bearing in mind that these were seriously ill, sometimes even terminally ill inmates in a concentration camp, in wartime, it is not surprising that many died despite medical treatment. Nor can it be ruled out that those considered terminally ill were killed by euthanasia, to spare them unnecessary suffering, and thus many of the numerous deaths that occurred in the first 3 days after transfer may be explained, although some dying inmates may have died on their own. In this regard, Setkiewicz made a pertinent observation, Setkiewicz 2008, note 161, page 164, quote, in extant preliminary transfer lists for groups of over 100 prisoners, from a few to over a dozen entries are usually deleted, and a cross sign is put next to them, to indicate that the patient had died between the date the preliminary list was compiled, and the day the final transfer list was made. There can therefore be no doubt, that among the prisoners being transferred, there would be those in a critical condition, or even in a state of agony. Unquote. Considering also that, from the Orthodox perspective, the inmates transferred to Auschwitz had already undergone a selection at the Buna inmate infirmary, to be killed at Auschwitz inmate infirmary, one would have to think that here, they were subjected to a new selection, as 79 inmates died within 4 to 44 days after admission. In April, the number of deaths during the first 3 days after a transfer was 72 out of 127 transferees, the remaining 55 died within 4 to 30 days, as shown in a table reproduced in the e-book and print edition of the present book. In May and June, the situation improved greatly. There were 14 deaths in the first 3 days, the remaining 37 inmates died between the 4th and 29th day, as seen in a table reproduced in the e-book and print edition of the present book. The claim that sick inmates were generally killed, according to Danuta Czech's expressions, quote, who are not expected to be able to work again soon, unquote, or who are, quote, not expected to recover soon, unquote, but according to the prosecution of the IG Farben trial, all sick inmates transferred from Monowitz to Auschwitz had been selected for this very reason, is therefore shown to be false. Confirming that the SS at Auschwitz aimed to preserve as much as possible the inmates' ability to work, and thus their health, two important records can be mentioned, according to the X-ray Inmate Sick Book of Auschwitz Concentration Camp, 7,335 inmates underwent radiological examination during the period January to June 1943, in order to establish a diagnosis. The even more important surgery book of the surgical department of the inmate infirmary of Auschwitz concentration camp, Block 21, documents that 3,705 surgeries were performed during the same period. I have also dealt with this issue extensively in another study. To further confirm this, I adduce a document that shows the real attitude of the Monowitz camp management towards sick inmates. Quote, the camp physician of the Buna subcamp. Auschwitz, 13th of April 43. Subject, new arrivals from Mauthausen concentration camp. Reference, their examination. Attachments, none. To the SS garrison physician, Auschwitz. During the examination of the 658 new arrivals who arrived at the Buna subcamp on the 10th of April 1943, the camp physician of the Buna subcamp established the following facts, which are hereby brought to the attention of the SS garrison physician at Auschwitz. The inmates in question were Reich German political safety detention inmates, and a small number of Yugoslavs, who had been transferred from the Mauthausen-Gusen concentration camp to the Buna subcamp. Inmate number 114,089 was shot during transport, allegedly for mutiny. Most of the inmates' clothing consisted of old uniforms of various colors, and was usually in very poor condition. The footwear consisted of Dutch wooden shoes. As a result, the number of inmates with foot diseases was remarkably high. 41 inmates had edemas on their feet or legs, and 54 inmates had abrasions of various degrees. The state of health of the new arrivals was extremely poor. Not only had a large proportion of the inmates on this transport been suffering from diarrhea for several weeks, but almost all inmates on the transport were still suffering from severe diarrhea. 98 inmates had to be designated as debilitated, 40 of whom were already so weak that they could not be expected to become fit for work in the foreseeable future under any circumstances. For this reason, 51 inmates were immediately transferred to the inmate infirmary of the Auschwitz main camp, who could not become fit for work in the Buna subcamp within the prescribed time. 6 inmates were found to have well-founded suspicion of tuberculosis. These inmates also had to be transferred to the Auschwitz inmate infirmary. 154 inmates had respiratory illnesses, above all bronchitis and pharyngitis, of whom a part had to be admitted immediately to the inmate infirmary for treatment. 17 inmates were diagnosed with scabies. These are still in treatment. Other serious illnesses as well as bodily ailments were found: 17 inmates with asthmatic bronchitis, 1 inmate with middle ear inflammation, 1 inmate with inflamed bladder, 4 inmates with bacterial skin infections, 3 inmates with hernia, 7 inmates with scoliosis, of which 3 severe, 4 inmates with malformed hand, 2 inmates with clubfoot, 1 inmate with paralyzed right hand, 1 inmate with shortened right leg, 1 inmate with shortened right forearm, 1 inmate with stiff left forearm, 1 inmate with fracture of the right upper arm, 1 inmate with ruptured meniscus, 1 inmate with inflammation of knee joint, 2 inmates with dactylitis, 1 inmate with herpes zoster. The poor health condition of the new arrivals is shown by the following summary. Required to be admitted to Auschwitz inmate infirmary because of illness as well as weakness, 51. Required to be admitted to inmate infirmary immediately or within 1 day after admission to Buna, 33. Died of infirmity, of which 1 in transit, 2. Consigned to recuperation in barracks because of illness as well as infirmity, 25. Completely unfit for work on arrival, 111, equals 17%. The average age of the inmates is 39 years. Because the Buna inmate infirmary does not have sufficient space to this extent, all inmates of this transport, who are not designated as seriously ill, had to be relegated to their quarters with recuperation in barracks. Unquote. According to anecdotal legend, these 111 detainees who had been, quote, completely unfit for work on arrival, unquote, should have been sent directly for gassing to Birkenau. It is worth mentioning that the witness Fritz Schermerli was one of the inmates transferred to Monowitz from Mauthausen. He fully confirmed the above report, stating, see subchapter 3.5.126, quote. For example, when I arrived from Mauthausen, I was sent to the convalescent block for 14 days, together with my transport comrades from Mauthausen, before work assignment, because we were unable to work due to our nutritional condition, we were emaciated to skeletons. Unquote. Another similar case involved a transport that arrived at Monowitz from Dachau. On the 30th of October 1942, SS Obersturmführer Heinrich Schwartz, head of Department 3A, Labor Deployment, communicated by telegram to Main Office D2, SS Obersturmbannführer Gerhard Maurer, the following, quote, the 499 inmates transferred from Dachau arrived here on the 29th of October 1942. The inmates are in the worst possible condition, physically very weak, Musulmänner. Perhaps a third were fit for work after a 14-day recovery period. The inmates are completely unfit for the Buna operation. Unquote. According to prosecutorial, trial and witness logic, these inmates should have been sent to the gas chambers on the same day, since they were quote-unquote muzulmana, meaning extremely emaciated inmates. Instead, over 160 were assigned to the convalescent block. Neither Czech, 1990, page 260, nor Serkiewicz, who published the document, mention alleged gassings in this connection. In his later book, Setkiewicz merely quotes a few sentences from the document without any comment, Setkiewicz 2008, page 181. Before concluding this chapter, it is necessary to examine the issue of the inmates transferred directly to Birkenau, who, according to the testimonial narrative, were allegedly gassed immediately, that is, on the very day of their transfer. This question cannot be resolved on the basis of documents, so one must rely on testimonies, particularly those adduced by Czech in her chronicle. When compiling this work, she in fact examined, among other things, the statements and depositions of the 411 witnesses who testified during the Hus trial, 11th to the 29th of March 1947, and the trial of the Auschwitz camp garrison, Krakow trial, 25th November to the 16th of December 1947. As I noted in my specific critique of this work, Metonio 2022, with regard to the alleged extermination of Jews, including the alleged selections for the gas chambers, Czech relies exclusively on anecdotal sources, be they trial testimonies, messages or reports from the camp resistance, or more or less tardy memoirs. In her chronicle, not a single alleged gassing is supported by documents. That said, I compare the 11 selections with the largest number of inmates, over 100, who was sent from the Buna inmate infirmary directly to Birkenau, with statements made by Czech in her chronicle. 1. The 28th of February 1943, transfer of 171 detainees, NI 14997, pages 195 to 197. Czech does not know anything about this alleged gassing. On that date, she reports only an alleged gassing of 1,000 Jews from Birkenau, women's camp. The sources, quote, APMO, Hus trial, volume 3, page 110, unquote, Czech 1990, page 340. Volume 3 of the Hus trial proceedings contains a collection of depositions. This reference is to the deposition of former inmate Stanisława Rafałowa on the 25th of July 1945, in particular to this brief statement of hers, quote, at the second roll call, at the end of February 1943, a selection of Jews was made, in which about 1,000 people were sent to the gas. Unquote. This simple statement, unsupported by anything, constitutes quote-unquote historical proof for Czech that exactly on the 28th of February 1943, a gassing of 1,000 Jews occurred. 2. The 7th of January 1944, two transfer lists, one with 181 names, NI 14997, pages 495 to 498, the other with 60 inmates, NI 14997, page 499, total 241 inmates. In the period from the 7th to the 12th of January 1944, the Chronicle does not record any gassings. The next one, claimed for the 12th of January, concerns exclusively 746 inmates who had just arrived from Stutthof concentration camp, Czech 1990, page 569. 3. The 21st of January 1944, transfer of 360 detainees, NI 14997, pages 510 to 516. Czech mentions only an alleged selection of 35 detainees in the inmate infirmary at Camp Sector B2F. There is no mention of these 360 alleged gassings, Ibidem, page 574. 4. The 23rd of January 1944, transfer of 352 detainees, NI 14997, pages 503 to 509. On this date in the Chronicle, there is only the transfer to Birkenau of 26 sick inmates from the Gorleshau subcamp, but their alleged killing is a mere conjecture by Czech. I have commented on this fictitious gassing in the above-mentioned critique, Metonio 2022, the 23rd of January 1944, pages 198 and following. She knew nothing about the allegedly gassed 352 transferees from Monowitz. 5. The 27th of February 1944, transfer of 117 detainees, NI 14997, pages 525 to 527. The Chronicle has no knowledge of this alleged gassing. The next one presumably occurred on the 5th of March, 477 Jews from Holland, Czech 1990, pages 590 to 592. 6. The 23rd of March 1944, transfer of 110 detainees, NI 14997, pages 532 to 537. The Chronicle contains no mention of these inmates, either on the 23rd of March or the following day. The next gassing, on the 25th of March, concerns only 239 Jewish deportees from Holland, Ibidem, pages 600 and following. 7. The 21st of April 1944, transfer of 166 detainees, NI 14997, pages 549 to 551. No mention in the Chronicle. The next gassing concerns 18 Jews deported from Sosnowitz on the 22nd of April, Ibidem, pages 613 and following. 8. The 27th of April 1944, transfer of 146 inmates, NI 14997, pages 552 to 554. In this regard, the Chronicle contains no indication either. To find a gassing of a larger number of inmates, one must go as far forward as the 2nd of May 1944, when 2,698 Hungarian Jews were allegedly killed, Ibidem, pages 615 to 618. 9. The 30th of April 1944, transfer of 115 inmates, NI 14,997, pages 555 and following. Only the alleged gassing of an undetermined number of Italian Jews is noted in the Chronicle for that day, Ibidem, page 617. According to Liliana Picciotto-Fairjohn, the transport in question contained just 34 people, Picciotto-Fairjohn 1992, page 61, 13 of which were admitted to the camp and received registration numbers, hence, 21 did not. 10. The 1st of May 1944, two transfer lists, one with 91 names, the other with 80, NI 14997, pages 561 and following, and 563 and following, a total of 171 inmates. On that date, the Chronicle claims only the alleged gassing of 865 Jews from France, Czech 1990, page 617. 11. The 14th of October 1944, transfer of 160 inmates, NI 14997, pages 591 to 593. The Chronicle knows nothing about this alleged gassing either, Ibidem, page 731 and following. I would add the transfer of 68 detainees, recorded on two separate lists, that took place on the 24th of February 1943, NI 14997, pages 147 and following. Setkiewicz believes that they were probably gassed. Under this date, Czech reports a single, brief record concerning the reception of 43 inmates in the morgue, including 7 from Birkenau and 3 from the Buna subcamp, Ibidem, page 337. In practice, in support of these 12 claimed gassings, which allegedly involved 2,178 detainees, neither any documents nor any testimonies exist to support them. The largest claimed selection is said to have taken place on the 17th of October 1944. In this regard, Czech writes, quote, 2,000 prisoners who were selected in the Monowitz AC near the Buna works of Auschwitz III are killed in the gas chamber of Crematorium II. 1990, page 733. The source is, quote, APMO, Memoirs 148, Volume 38A, Notes of a Member of the Special Squad. Unquote. These notes, as I have documented elsewhere, is a spurious and unreliable source, so that it proves nothing. Matonio 2022, 9th to the 24th of October 1944, pages 266 to 271. Piotr Setkiewicz similarly relies on this imaginative manuscript, without adding a single additional reference. Setkiewicz 2008, pages 163 and following, quote, considerably larger groups of well over 100 prisoners were selected in their entirety for extermination. They were presumably killed along with other prisoners from various parts of KL Auschwitz, or with Jews selected from incoming transports. That was most probably the fate of 160 Jewish prisoners selected at the Monowitz camp hospital on the 14th of October 1944. The following day, they were transported to Birkenau, and on the 17th of October, as part of a group of 2,000 prisoners, they were killed in the crematorium II gas chamber. However, it has not been possible to establish exactly how many such cases regarding large transports from Monowitz there were. Unquote. He gives no source for this, but in his Polish study, he published a photocopy of the aforementioned notes, Setkiewicz 1998, page 48, so that, even for him, this was the only source. This alleged event was nothing more than one of the camp's many black propaganda themes, known only to a few witnesses, who embroidered it in their own way. Felix Rausch, the clerk of the Monowitz inmate infirmary, knew nothing about it. Robert Weitz mentioned the following in his book, but not in his affidavit of the 12th of November 1947, Weitz 1996, page 494, quote, in autumn 1944, before the destruction of the Birkenau gas chambers, a mass selection was carried out at the Monowitz camp. The importance of the role played by the inmate doctor in determining the number of inmates presented for selection must be emphasized. Some Polish doctors were particularly keen to present as many inmates as possible for selection. It is true that they did not select many Aryans. In one selection made at the infirmary, the Polish head doctor presented 600 patients, while the SS doctor selected only 300 for the gas chamber. Unquote. Morse Zlotorlov, in his affidavit of 2 September 1947, reported the version he knew, NI 11011. Page 1, quote, Dr. Koenig himself declared in October 1944, at one of those checking occasions, that he needed 500 persons, unable to work, to send them to above, with a gesture to heaven. Unquote. This fable is belied by transfer diagrams, according to which, in the entire month of October 1944, only 385 inmates were transferred to Auschwitz and Birkenau, Makovsky, page 170. Further proof of the fallacy of the prosecution's claim is the fact that many transfers to Birkenau were expressly directed to the inmate infirmary, Häftlingskrankenbau, HKB, of the men's camp, Sector B2F, often referred to explicitly, as is evident from a summary table reproduced in the e-book and print edition of the present book. The last page of the list for the transfer on the 23rd of August 1944 bears the annotation, quote, two not transportable, unquote. It in fact contains 93 names, but two are crossed out for this very reason. This exemption shows that the real destination was indeed the inmate infirmary, not some phantom gassing. This conjecture is also contradicted by a series of small and very small transfers, as reproduced in a table contained in the e-book and print edition of the present book. I exclude those of November 1944, following the alleged stop gassing order, which check misstates to the 2nd of November 1944, see Matonio 2022, pages 274 to 277. Who could seriously believe that these small groups of inmates, in one case two different groups on the same day, were sent quote-unquote to the gas? It should also be explained why some sick inmates were transferred to the subcamps in Jawiszowice and Jaworzno. To the Jawiszowice subcamp was sent Jewish inmate number 79,738 on the 31st of May 1943 for hemorrhoids, inmate number 129,512 on the 26th of May 1944 for rheumatoid polyarthritis, NI 14,997, page 569, and four others, numbers 174,989, A7422, A9535, A4485, on the 14th of July, the first three for hemorrhoids, the fourth for transfer after fracture, NI14997, page 581. These five inmates were all Jews. The two non-Jewish inmates numbers 123,858 and 130,881 were transferred to Yavortsno on the 23rd of May 1944, NI14997, page 570. 5.3. Monowitz camp mortality. The indictment of the IG Farben trial ascribed a death toll of 25,000 inmates to the Monowitz camp. However, the staff evidence analysis of the death book, document NI15295, describes it as follows, quote, death register Buna Monowitz, containing the place, cause and date of death of 1,647 inmates of the concentration camp Monowitz, between the 16th of November 1942 and the 15th of January 1945. Unquote. In the affidavit already mentioned, NI-15299, Herbert Unger also explains the contents of this document, quote, 2. NI-15295 is a record kept by one or more inmates of IG Auschwitz, and contains 1,647 numbers and names of inmates who died at IG Auschwitz, meaning at the IG Farben construction site, as well as IG Farben's so-called Camp 4, the concentration camp Monowitz. There is no indication in the document that the list contains all those who actually died at IG Auschwitz. However, with respect to those who are listed, detailed information is furnished. From the 16th of November 1942 to the 2nd of January 1944, the entries show date of death, inmate number, block number, residence in Monowitz, place of death. From the 2nd of January 1944 until the 15th of January 1945, the following details are furnished. Transport, inmate number, inmate's name, date and birthplace, block number, residence in Monowitz, date of death, place of death, cause of death. Unquote. The original of the death book was handed over on the 29th of April 1948 by Jan Zen, a member of the Commission of Inquiry into Hitlerite Crimes in Poland, to Herbert Unger in order to be photographed, with a request to return it immediately. The copy of the document found in the document collection of the IG Farben trial at the National Archives in Washington is not unimpeachable, however, because some pages are illegible. In 1970, a microfilm version of the original document was sent by the Central Commission for the Investigation of Hitlerite Crimes in Poland to the International Tracing Service in Orolsen, with an accompanying letter, in which an accurate description of the document, and information about its author and its use during the IG Farben trial are given, quote, most of the entries were made by the inmate Felix Rausch, number 68,626, employed at the inmate infirmary of the Auschwitz III camp. He also carried out checks in the above-mentioned death book, as well as explanations of individual designations, abbreviations, handwritten explanations in the appendix. There is a double pagination on the original. At the top of the right-hand corner of the page is the pagination of the page number, with the numbering of the documents which were available during the Nuremberg trial, NI-15295-1, to NI-15295-68. The second numbering was carried out in the GKBZH, where the second part was erroneously numbered from 1 to 24, numbering of cards, while the first part was numbered from 25 to 43. Range of dates from the 16th of November 1942 to the 15th of January 1945. Unquote. Therefore, the prosecution during the IG Farben trial had at its disposal the original document, about which it said that it contains data of 1,647 deaths. The first part of the death book contains 995 numbers, but one is crossed out, with dates ranging from the 16th of November 1942 to the 2nd of February 1944, pages 1 to 24. In the second part, pages 25 to 68, death cases are also recorded by name. It contains 863 entries, beginning with the 2nd of January 1944, and ending with the 15th of January 1945, but 206 of them are repeat entries of deaths already recorded in the first part, so that the total number of attested deaths is actually 995 plus 863 minus 1 minus 206, equals 1,651. It is clear that the prosecution's claim regarding 25,000 inmates who allegedly died at Monowitz was a blatant lie, decisively refuted by the death book. Antoni Makovsky summarizes in a table, reproduced in the e-book and print edition of the present book, the monthly mortality that occurred in this camp, according to this death book, Makovsky, page 137. He then comments on these data as follows, Ibidem, page 138. Quote, in the period from 1942 to 1944, the number of deaths at the camp outside the hospital was 264 inmates, at the hospital, on the other hand, 1,361, a total of 1,625 people. Although the table does not contain January 1945 and has a small gap, of 9 days, in July 1944, this nevertheless does not fundamentally change the overall picture of mortality at the camp. Unquote. According to the death book, 60 inmates died in January 1945, bringing the death toll to 1,685. Bernd Wagner's statement that I quoted earlier, quote, the figure of 20,000 to 25,000 deaths in the Monowitz camp, generally assumed in the literature, is therefore not called into question, unquote, is also a blatant lie, because both the death book and Makovsky's count, whose study Wagner was familiar with, blatantly refute it. Incredibly, Wagner refutes even himself by writing, Wagner, note 398, page 187, quote, according to Nuremberg document NI 15295, Monowitz death book, the number of inmates who died in the camp, on the IG construction site or in the infirmary, is 1,647 inmates. It cannot be determined whether this document, which was found after the liberation and was secretly recorded by inmates, actually includes all those who died between the 16th of November 1942 and the 15th of January 1945. Unquote. In fact, the death book has all the characteristics of an official register, exactly like the morgue register, and was actually compiled by the inmate Felix Rausch, who was a clerk at the inmate infirmary in Monowitz. Wagner's claim that this register was compiled secretly, thus aims only to discredit or limit its value. He could not seriously believe that, in addition to the 1,647 deaths mentioned earlier, which occurred inside and outside the inmate infirmary, another 18,300 to 23,300 deaths, in round figures, occurred at Monowitz, and if so, where could they have occurred? A publication by the prestigious Fritz Bauer Institute notes that witness estimates, quote, vary between a minimum of 23,000 and a maximum of 40,000 deaths, unquote, and adds, Fritz Bauer Institute, page 66, quote, recent research assumes that 25,000 to 30,000 inmates perished in the Buna-Monowitz concentration camp, on the IG Auschwitz construction site, and in the gas chambers at Birkenau. Unquote. These figures are equally unfounded and imaginary. In his Polish study, Piotr Setkiewicz relegated this important issue to a simple footnote, in which he states that Makovsky, quote, on the basis of a careful analysis of the documents of the subcamps that have been preserved, ascertained that more than 1,600 inmates perished at Monowitz, unquote, but immediately afterwards, he adds that, quote, other research on the basis of inmate testimony given during the Nuremberg trial, normally fixes the death toll of the Monowitz camp at between 23,000 and 30,000, unquote, Setkiewicz 1989, note 268, page 129. Therefore, the blathering of witnesses is more reliable to him than the documents. Later in the book, he returns to the issue, modifying his conclusions, Setkiewicz 2008, page 154, quote, in total, throughout its history, approximately 1,670 prisoners died at the Monowitz camp. This figure includes those who died in the hospital, as well as those who were killed during work, and is confirmed by data from various sources covering more or less the same periods. unquote. He goes on to note that Makovsky's figure of 8,015 inmates transferred from the Monowitz camp since its opening to the 31st of December 1944 was based on the diagram I described earlier, and rightly observes that, quote, some of the curves on the graph regarding the number of inmates transferred to other camps at particular times are rather vague, which means the number they are supposed to represent could be interpreted in various ways, unquote. And after careful examination of the graph, he was convinced that the actual number was 7,200 to 7,300, ibidem, page 157, adding those allegedly selected outside the inmate infirmary, he concludes that there were, quote, no less than 10,000 inmate victims, unquote, ibidem, page 159. In this context, he listed the number of victims indicated by other historians or former inmates, ibidem, pages 159 and following, quote, 23,000, Hayes, Meyer, 25,000, Hilberg, Borkin, or 30,000, Roth, Plumpe, Cyprian, Savitsky, 15,000 to 20,000, Eric Mekovich, 23,000, Stefan Bujashek, 25,000, Erwin Schulhoff, 30,000, Enos Tauber, 40,000, Morse Zlotorlov, or 120,000, Gustav Herzog. Unquote. Here, we can also add the crazy testimony of Stibor Vohl, who stayed in the Monowitz camp from early November 1942 to January 1945, quote, in the course of the camp's existence, around 2.5 years, 150,000 inmates were partly slain at work, partly they died of exhaustion, starvation or infectious diseases. Unquote. From this, we can easily infer how well-founded these sources are. Setkiewicz then attempted to provide detailed data on the Monowitz camp's mortality, Setkiewicz 2008, page 164, quote, taking all the above considerations into account, we can only conclude that there is no way to ascertain precisely how many of the at least 10,000 prisoners transferred from Monowitz to the main camp or Birkenau died or were killed immediately after their arrival, due to the lack of material evidence. This is at present impossible. If we accept that the vast majority of Monowitz prisoners at the time of transfer were already in a very weak state, we can assume that the very short-term survival rate would not have been higher than 20%. Footnote 162. Thus we can confidently state, without fear of making a serious error, that as a result of hard labor, malnourishment as well as appalling living conditions of the 20,000 KL Auschwitz prisoners, employed by IG Farben in the years 1941 to 1945, to work on the building site of their factory in Monowitz/Monowice, approximately 10,000 suffered death. Footnote 163. In his note 162, the Polish historian explains, quote, this estimate is based on the assumption that of the 10,000 transferred prisoners, at least 4,500, including the Jews with no diagnosed diseases, would have been put into the large groups, bound for immediate extermination at Auschwitz I or Auschwitz II. Therefore, even if the proportion of immediate deaths among the other prisoners was as low as 50-60%, which is a very optimistic assumption, bearing in mind what we know about conditions in the main camp and Birkenau, the overall survival rate could not have exceeded 20%. Unquote. Here, we must note another contradiction resulting from Setkiewicz's gassing obsession. He first states that it is impossible to determine how many of the 10,000 transferred detainees, quote, died or were killed immediately after their arrival, unquote, only to invent a precise figure immediately afterwards, quote, at least 4,500, unquote. In note 163, Setkiewicz explains, quote, this figure is the total we arrive at when adding the 1,670 prisoners who died in the Monowitz camp to the approximately 8,000 who died after being transferred to the main camp or Birkenau, and the several hundred who would have certainly been killed or died during work in the Buna Commando. For example, entries in the Auschwitz I mortuary book show that in the relatively short period from the 2nd of June to the 9th of July 1942 alone, 99 corpses were delivered from this particular commando. Unquote. Therefore, the alleged 10,000 victims are those documented in the death book, plus the approximately 8,000, meaning the 7,200 to 7,300 mentioned earlier, plus a few hundred selected at the camp. This means that Setkievich considers all inmates transferred to Auschwitz and Birkenau as having been gassed, even though he had just stated that it is impossible to determine their number, or he considers some of them as having been gassed, and the rest to have died otherwise, but it is not clear how this figure can be reconciled with the 4,500 gassed or dead inmates in the previous footnote. Finally, the statement that, quote, the overall survival rate could not have exceeded 20%, unquote, is completely arbitrary and contains a figure that is almost the inverse of reality. In fact, the examination of the fate of 2,769 transferred inmates, as outlined earlier, shows that the death rate is 16.4%, and it is this overall death rate that does not exceed 20%. In 2010, Florian Schmalz reviewed the available information on mortality at Monowitz and came to the conclusion that the figure closest to reality is the one proposed by Setkievich, about 10,000 victims, but he specified, Schmalz, page 33, quote, these secretly recorded statistics, however, document only the selections conducted by the SS in the prisoner infirmary. They did not include selections conducted in the camp, in places other than the prisoner infirmary, which remain an instability factor, because they are only incompletely documented in other sources that have survived. For these reasons, the number calculated by Setkievich, 10,000 deaths at the Buna/Monowitz concentration camp, is to be regarded as absolutely the lowest minimum estimate. Unquote. It should be noted here that the alleged selections made outside the inmate infirmary, among inmates in the barracks of Camp 4, are attested only by testimonies. The whole thing is illogical and utterly implausible for multiple reasons. 1. By definition, the camp barracks accommodated inmates who were fit for work, and thus not susceptible to selections, since the unfit, the truly sick, were admitted to the inmate infirmary. 2. These fit inmates were organized into commandos, Setkievich lists 239 of them, 2008, pages 361 to 369. Each of these depended on an engineer, a foreman, or a civilian laborer to carry out the work. Work was planned and coordinated, and each commando performed the task assigned to it on a daily basis. In this context, it is inconceivable that any SS man could reduce the strength of a commando on his own initiative by arbitrarily selecting anyone who he considered not perfectly fit for the job. 3. In the Orthodoxy's imagination, the selections were carried out by SS doctors, who were usually stationed at the inmate infirmary, meaning they did not go around the camp barracks selecting inmates. 4. Transferred inmates had to be accompanied by the relevant name or number list, which communicated the destination and reason for the transfer, but there is no such list with an origin other than the inmate infirmary. Therefore, this is patently a fable, invented by former inmates to increase the number of victims at will. There is no need to point out that the documented drastic downsizing of the death toll alone destroys the prosecution's entire framework, including the fatuous claim that Monowitz had a 300% turnover of inmates. Quote, from the evidence, it can be estimated conservatively that Farben's concentration camp Monowitz and Farben's Buna plant together took the lives of 25,000 persons. The appalling significance of this figure can only be understood when it is known that Farben's employment of inmates never exceeded 10,000, and the average was somewhere between 5,000 and 7,000. In other words, Farben inmates died at the rate of more than 100% each year. Unquote.